Hello, this is Glenn Calkin, coming to you live from SoCal, baby. Got more rap than Reynolds, talk more shit than Radio Free Europe, more game than Milton Bradley and Parker Brothers put together. Strap yourself in and assume the position.
Action Junkies Podcast.
We're here.
We're still here.
I have this platform here where I can get things off my chest.
It's like your diary.
What do I
learn helplessness.
Learned helplessness.
Like people are definitely listening. Like someone said something about your hair or like...
I get it, but why did you key in on the hair?
Sometimes I engage in gambling activities.
Is there something you want to talk about, John?
Flop, turn, river.
Luck, luck, luck. Chips don't have value neither. They don't know what they're worth.
I'm not saying you don't have a good ass. I'm just saying it just doesn't interest me,
Jake. Have you seen me in the virus tights?
We're in this to win it.
Yeah. Not you. I was telling Roger in the elevator.
You got to warn me, Jake. You can't just, hey, come on up to Pristine and I can get the owner on. Like, you got to frame it up. Somehow.
Oh, you mean, give you, okay.
I mean, I just watched a 65?
Yeah.
A 65-year young man do the splits like it was...
No, that was a Russian split, scissor splits, and a hip transition. Three kinds of splits.
Okay.
When that one split, we didn't even know the body would move that way.
I mean, insane. And then on a... You were doing the handstand on it. Hold on
the canes. I do pike press on the handstand canes to a cobra and then down to a... wounded peacock. It's a couple of yoga moves. Anyways, the thing with stretching is you have to look at stretching, okay? If you don't fix the underlying problems that is causing the stiffness in the first place, oh, sure, you're going to get progress, but you're not going to get to my level. I'm an uneducated high school dropout. I had a pretty rude awakening into this world, alcoholic parents. Got into the drugs and alcohol myself like everybody else. Got clean and sober, obviously, or wouldn't be here. So I'm not some gymnast or something. I've never done the splits in my life. But I figured out that I couldn't move, and then I figured out, well, wow, the way that our food is grown, the problem is the way that our food is grown, the fertilizer, the plants aren't converting from inorganic to organic, and the soil's overused, it's shot, it's depleted. So the food is not what it should be. So this has an effect on our malnutrition. And then we have this thing called acid rain. And acid rain, it's a very simple term, acid rain. But, let's think about the term acid rain. But just think about acid rain causes a cascade of effects. It harms or kills individual fish, reduces fish population numbers, can completely eliminate a fish species from a body of water, decreases biodiversity, kills crops, trees, other vegetation, eats into copper, lead, and galvanized pipes, eats up building, automobile, monument, statue, overpass, underpass, sidewalk, brick wall. Yeah, it might be harsh. Well, according to Charles Mayo of the Mayo Clinic, he said, let's go back a second here. Acid rain obviously erodes the earth because it eats up buildings and monuments. Well, 98.5% of the earth crust made up of 8 elements, 7 of them minerals. Oxygen, silica, alumina, iron, calcium, sodium, potassium, magnesium makes up 98.5% of the earth crust. And the acid rain erodes and it makes hard water. You've heard of hard water and you heard of acid rain, but you never figured out that acid rain is what made hard water. Hard water is not natural. And it, according to Charles Mayo, the Mayo Clinic said hard water, inorganic mineral solution, the cause of much, if not all, human disease. When ingested, these hard minerals pass through the intestinal walls, which goes to the lymphatic system, which then brings them to the blood, which then delivers its products to every part of the body. This is the cause of much of human disease. If you drink hard water over a lifetime, by the time you're 80 years of age, you will consume up to 450 12-ounce glasses of solids, 450 12-ounce glasses of rock dust. Minerals compete for assimilation, compete for binding sites. And you're chugging this rock dust? This is like, so water is a big thing. If you're gonna get healthy, okay, food is like one thing, Water is the foundation of... You're not 70% broccoli. You're not 70% kale. You're 70% water. So you got to look at water if you want to get healthy. So I looked at it because, see, I'm 65 years old and at 49, I got sick. I went to the doctor. He said, you have degenerative disc disease, your lower back and your neck, arthritis, your lower back and neck, pinched nerve in your neck and your back, and there's pain pills. I'm like, no, dude, come on. I'm a fitness guy, you know what I mean? I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do drugs. I go to the gym, handfuls of vitamins, protein powder, supplements, little meat, little chicken, little fish, massive amounts of raw vegetables, wearing out champion juicers, three-time national champion snowboard. I was snowboarding with Sean White when he was 4 and 5 years old. Again, competing against his dad. I was a three-time national champion snowboarder, surfer, bodybuilder, yoga, doing it all right. Almost killed me. Wow. So I had degenerative disc disease. My back, I couldn't bend over and put my shoe on. My arm was hanging, lip at my side. So I didn't know what to do, so I started studying. And so I studied and I taught myself a little bit about being a doctor, veterinarian, botany, agriculture, chemistry, organic chemistry, bio, geochemical cycles, biosphere, ecosystem, anthropology, geology, biology, anatomy, biological physics, geological physics, gerontology, alchemy, allopathic medicine, homeopathic medicine, naturopathic medicine, holistic medicine, traditional Chinese medicine, Ayurveda medicine, and chiropractic. I can talk like that for about a year, so let's get down to business. The water's bad. It's acid rain. It's killing crops, trees, vegetation. It's eating a building, automobile, monument, statue, overpass, underpass, sidewalk, brick wall. Do you really think your bones stand a chance? Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Right?
And when you say the water's bad... Are you including, like, just the bottled water that we think is good?
The planet is raining acid rain. Let's examine fossil fuel conduction. As a result of burning fossil fuel, each year our global atmosphere is receiving in it 20 billion tons of carbon dioxide, 130 million tons of sulfur dioxide, 97 million tons of hydrocarbons, 53 million tons of nitrogen oxides, and 3 million tons of arsenic, cadmium, lead, mercury, nickel, zinc, and other toxic heavy metals, and a plethora of synthetic organic chemical compounds. That was 130 million tons of sulfur dioxide and 53 million tons of nitrogen oxide, the two main components of acid rain. So now let's go into this acid rain thing because, you know, I do a little bit of studying here because I kind of find it interesting of where I'm at and what's going on around me. So let's go in. Where does this acid rain stuff really come from? Well, I did a little homework, and let's see if we can track this baby down. Okay, in your petroleum refining process, the most clean purified product is kerosene, jet fuel. And the second product in this is called gasoline. But did you know there's a waste product from kerosene and gasoline, and that is called diesel fuel. But did you know there was a waste product below diesel fuel called bunker fuel? Let me tell you a little bit about bunker fuel. This is the dirtiest filth crap that cannot even be close to being used. But you know they got to make money on it. There's over 100,000 ships on the ocean. Some of them are 12 lanes of a freeway wide and a quarter mile long. There's over 100,000 of them. The boats are growing. Their fleet is growing every day. And did you know that just 12 ships burning bunker fuel put more sulfur dioxide, more pollution into the atmosphere than all of the cars in the world? Just 13 of them.
Wow. That's crazy.
And there's 100,000 of them. The shipping lines are black with soot. They're black with soot. And they get within 5 miles of shore, flip that switch, baby, go to diesel. So that sulfur dioxide from bunker fuel and from coal combustion and from gasoline and kerosene is causing acid rain. And acid rain is a global problem. The entire planet has a smoke ring around it, and it's raining acid rain. Now, let's just look at some obvious things. Did you know that wild animals were dying of cancer at approximately the same rate as humans? 1 out of 10. That's the same rate as humans, 1 out of 10.
Really?
I'd probably check out this water supply, dude. Mike, could be harsh, you know. I mean, it's eating up monuments, it's eating up buildings, eating paint off cars. You think it's okay to say, oh, yeah, just like drinking regular water, dude?
See what happens.
Then why is my neighbor completely warped into a question mark? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, let's get some feedback on that. You think it might be harsh?
Yeah, I think so. So what do we do?
Yeah, so I figured out, see, the chemistry of water is off. Yeah, so they call the biogeochemical cycles. The biogeochemical cycles are, the problem is burning fossil fuel has done irreparable damage to the biogeochemical cycles. The problem is the biogeochemical cycles are incomplete, fragmented, and never been viewed as one operating system, which means we destroyed something. We don't know what it is or how it works. So I am, you know, probably what you call an expert in the biogeochemical cycles. I completed the hydrologic cycle. I completed the carbon cycle. I completed the nitrogen cycle. I completed the mineral cycle. And I added 3 more cycles, the telluric current cycle, the silica cycle, and the alumina cycle to the biogeochemical cycles. I also added a new cycle to the biogeochemical cycles, which is the interaction of the hydrologic cycle and the carbon cycle and the complex processes that nature takes to make pristine drinking water. I just patented a new cycle called the Calkin cycle, which is the interaction of the hydrologic cycle and the carbon cycle and the complex processes nature takes to make pristine drinking water and how it works in the body. There is so much controversy and so much pseudoscience out there. People talking, I mean, like, I'm completely in awe. Okay. So what are your current options for drinking water right now? One, you get spring water or underground from an aquifer, or you can get surface water. Well, that's acid rain, right? Right. And did you know that snow was a magnet for pollution? Snow is like a magnet. So the snow fall, you've driven on the side of the road and looked over and seen the snow is black.
It's dirty, right? Yeah.
Yeah, because it's a magnet for pollution. So it, the snow is even more polluted than the rainwater because it's in there absorbing, you know, fallout. And you have two kinds of deposition. You have acid rain is wet deposition. You also have dry deposition where the actual stuff, the sulfur dioxide, nitric oxide drop on the earth and the dew comes and hits it and turns it into acid. So there's a big acid problem from this acid rain, from bunker fuel, coal-fired power plants, diesel fuel, the whole thing across the board. So the whole planet is a smoke ring. So obviously it's raining acid rain. So you got spring water, you got surface water, and you got acid rain. Okay, so now they come up with some filter, carbon block filter. A carbon block filter is not good as a standalone filter. All kinds of contaminants. They reduce things. They actually do what's called adsorption. They adsorb, you know, VOCs, volatile organic compounds, chlorine, pesticides, some other things like that, some other semi-volatile. But it's not, as a standalone filtration process, it's like totally absurd to depend on a carbon filter. Then they came up with reverse osmosis, which was a very effective way of cleaning the hardness out of water. But why was water hard?
Oh, it was that acid rain, dude.
Oh, okay. So the acid rain made the hard water. So there's acid in the water. Yeah, that's right. Sulfuric and nitric. Okay, so we're going to RO. Well, whoa. Acids are liquids and gases. You can't filter them out of water. You got to buffer them out. So even the people that know RO water, they call it aggressive water. And you can't run it through your house because it eats up your pipes. Because they took all the alkalinity out, good and bad, but they left the sulfuric and nitric from the acid rain. And then what people don't understand is chlorine reacts in water, makes hypochlorous hydrochloric acid. And the fluoride they put in the water wasn't fluoride, it's hydrofluorosilic acid. They use bromine as a hydrodechlorine agent. Dechlorinating agent to remove excess chlorine from the water, haloacidic acids. And now it's chloramine. That's 5E to acidic acid. So you do RO. Sure, you pull the hardness out, which is there from the acid rain. But all those acids go through and you drink aggressive acid water. Not going to be good. That's what almost killed me. It was on distilled, which is virtually the same as RO because acids, again, are liquids and gases. You distill water, they evaporate and end up on the other side. So obviously, distillation RO is not going to be beneficial. It's dead water. There's no electrolyte salt. They don't have the chloride shift. And you don't have the orthosilicic acid. It's pretty much a nightmare. Okay.
Damn.
So now we're going to go in. So they came up with a new thing called the water ionizer, Kangen. Oh, yeah, 4 grand MLM, baby. Save your life. But the problem...
MLM.
It was very good. Multi-level madness, man. They get everybody going completely sideways. I'm going to be rich. Yes. You're right. You're an idiot. Okay, so watch. MLM Kangen. Now, Kangen was a great step for us in our understanding because they started pulling acid out of the water. But the first thing, if anybody would have had any marbles, they would have said is, what kind of acid are you pulling out of the water? I ever forgot to ask that question. Taking acid out of water. Wait a second. Where'd that acid come from? Hey, now you're talking. So I tracked down the acids. So there's a lot of acid in the water. And if you look at the product and waste of water ionizer, about one-third of the water is acid. So about one-third of the water is acid. So it's going to have an effect. I mean, I wouldn't even do an experiment like this because I'm a humanitarian, but I mean, could just imagine you get a Kangen. Hey, this is the same as drinking regular water. Okay, so if I get a Kangen ionizer and I pull the acid out, can I just drink the acid water for like a couple years? I think we get some pretty nasty results if you just drink the acid out of
right,
the Kangen.
Yeah.
So you can just understand that the complications, just because one-third of the water is acid and two-thirds regular, what happens is cancer feeds on acid, eats up your bones, arthritis, osteoporosis, all these different problems you mm-hmm. have, degenerative diseases, acid. Okay, so now the ionizer took the acid out, but drinking water, see, people don't really understand drinking water. There's an acid that belongs in drinking water, and that acid is called orthosilicic acid. It's a bioavailable form of silica, and orthosilicic acid is a naturally occurring acid in water, and the RO lets it through, but it lets through all the other bad acids as well. The ionizer took out all acids, including the beneficial carbonic acid and orthosilicic acid, so that wasn't drinking water. Well, I developed the next generation. First of all, I had to figure out what water was and how nature made it. I had to understand the hydrologic cycle, evaporation, transpiration, condensation, precipitation. H2O freezes on top of a mountain, ideally for the best water, runs over the earth. There's some complicated chemistry. I'll kind of split that right now. But I had to figure out how nature made water, so I reverse engineered that.
So wait, when you say that, over what period of time are we talking where you say you reverse engineered it?
Oh, it took a long time. I've been working on one paper for 15 years.
Okay.
15 years. It took me 15 years to figure out water. It's very calm. No one's ever gone there. I mean, once you get there, it's like, oh, H2CO4... carbonic acid, H2CO3, carbonic acid, H2CO4 per carbonic, and then kick hydrogen. It's complicated. I mean,
I got D's in school, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Glenn, okay. No, I just want to make sure you understand who's sitting across from you.
Yeah, don't worry. They threw
Jake
me out of school.
Jake is the smart one. I spent time in the dean's office.
Yeah, they threw me out.
Okay.
But just that's what happened is because they never broke my spirit. They never taught me. So I avoided a lot of the programming to not like knowledge. Because at school, they have a thing where they just make you work so hard and you get so tired. When you finally get out, you're like, oh, man, I'm done with that.
Yeah.
Well, right. I never got pushed down that thing. So when I got clean and sober, I was like, oh, my God, this is like I didn't know anything. And then we got the internet. And that was just fascinated with that. So I've been studying for 30 years.
Right.
Other people, they had wives, they had families. I didn't do nothing. I studied for 30 years. I mean, I lived in my recovery homes that I opened up. I had 13 recovery homes, and I studied. I had people run them for me. I got married. I told my wife, I study. I didn't know it was going to lead to this, but we're all pretty happy. Yeah. everybody around me is pretty happy that I study, because everyone, no one around us takes any medication. Everybody's feeling really good. Your muscle. So what we were saying is, if you don't fix the underlying problem that's causing this stiffness, you're never going to get loose. So we're going to go back to that. So that's a little bit about water. So what we did was, I figured out that the acid rain had released aluminum exponentially, right? And I also figured out that there was aluminum in the deodorant, aluminum pans, aluminum cans, aluminum flour, aluminum cheese, aluminum in medications, aluminum in acids, aluminum everywhere.
Aluminum in cheese?
They did all the number one worst food for aluminum? Cheeseburger.
Oh, you're fucking because they put Glenn. You just ruined my whole existence.
The aluminum in the cheese to make it run. The number one food for aluminum is a cheeseburger.
I consume no less than 200 cheeseburgers a year. Easily. Easily.
That's okay.
I'm good for 200
if they're grass-fed and they're, you got to get the no aluminum, because the commercial stuff, there's aluminum in our food supply. So in nature, remember we went to that geology lesson, 98.5, oxygen, silica, alumina, iron, calcium, sodium, potassium, magnesium makes up 98.5% of the earth crust. So in nature, that silicic acid had a way of binding with aluminum. Remember silica, alumina, iron? The orthosilicic acid binds with aluminum, makes hydroxyl aluminosilicate, which makes aluminum unbioavailable. But also their studies, 10 milligrams orthosilicic acid in water, 90 days removes 60 to 70% of the aluminum from your brain. Well, what's the aluminum doing in the brain? Well, if you've done any studying, you know that fluoride helps the aluminum cross the blood-brain barrier, controls drinking fluoridated water at twice the aluminum in their brain. And people with Alzheimer's have 30 to 40 times more aluminum than average. Did you hear what I just said?
Wow.
I said than average. Do you mean that everyone has aluminum in your brain? Yeah, we put it in your food supply. So we know how to get the aluminum out. Back to the fertilizer, where we were talking about nitrogen, phosphate, potassium, and agriculture lime. Calcium, phosphate, potassium, magnesium antagonists. Strip the magnesium out of you. Calcium bicarbonate. Minerals and water don't have anything to do with building muscle, organ, bones, and blood. They're electrolyte salts, and they facilitate voltage-gated ion channels. Silicic acid is a conductive medium in your water, in your body. Calcium bicarbonate contracts your muscle. Magnesium bicarbonate relaxes muscle. Sodium potassium pump. And you have something called the chloride shift, or the hamburger shift, where the chloride pushes, your body makes bicarbonate. It's the same way nature did. And the chloride pushes bicarbonate out of the cell, and that bicarbonate looks for calcium, magnesium, potassium, and sodium from the salt that you ate, the sea salt, and your body makes bicarbonate salts the same way that nature does. So what we're doing here is what we're saying, okay, we're going to make it simple again. We're going back to where we're at. If you don't fix the underlying problem that's causing the stiffness, you're just going to be spinning your wheels. You're never going to... I am not a gymnast. You'll see, you can go on Instagram. I got a few pristine, Live Pristine on Instagram, Pristine Hydro.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see some of my moves. I mean, some basic. I'm not really like trying to make a name for myself. I'm doing the work that's going to bring me more attention than I want. So I'm just kind of laying low, grooving, you know.
Like those moves I saw over there at your shop an hour ago or whatever, is that stuff you do every single day for hours?
Yeah, but I have fun fixing myself. You know, I figured out that my body was getting hard and calcified. I figured out that it hurt to get out of bed. I figured I was hurt, you know, to get out of chairs. It hurt to stand up. And the more and more that you wake up, the more you realize how much pain you're in.
Right.
And so I dedicated my life to fixing myself. And I have great products. And I'm a big believer in God. And God told me, say, hey, Einstein, the rap is popping, dude. It's fresh, man. It's like next level, dude. No one's heard anything like it. He said, you can't fix yourself, son. How are you going to fix anybody else? So I have a really, my chiropractic clinic turned into a, you know, a water store with our products, and we mail products all over the world. I turned the back of it, the clinic, into my own fitness, stretching, workout, body work. I've been doing massage since 1974. So I developed a method of massage called the GC method, which is a pretty new school. I use a lot of, you know, deep muscle stimulators, DMS, like the Raptor, Hypervolt. I got some instrument-assisted soft tissue mobilization, myofascia tools, neuromuscular T-bars, rapid release. I got a lot of those. Spinal decompression, hyperotherapeutic laser. And then I couple it. I go to Dr. Kessler over there, OC Fight Docs.
Mm-hmm.
So between Kessler and, you know, I got like $50,000 worth of tools. My laser was $40,000. My spinal decompression machine was $20,000. I got, you know, G5 power massager. I got a lot. For me, I'm thinking a lot clearer than I ever have. And basically, I want to just sit right here and be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm blazing a new trail. And, you know, if I was just sitting here, an old man, stiff, weak, typical 65-year-old, oh, he looks thin, you know, he looks crazy. No, you can't bend, dude.
Right.
Okay? When people come in, I go, look, here's the rap. They go, oh, okay, I don't know what the guy said. Something about, you know, acid rain and fertilizer, dude. I can't get it. But, okay. Then I go, okay, you might not understand that. It may be a little heavy, okay? But you understand this. And then I throw my moves. And people go, if I could do 1/10 of what you did, I would be happy. I'm at that age, you know, the rotator. It's like, dude, I'm 65 years old. I'm surfing better than I've ever surfed in my life. Okay, now I can't go out when it's 15 foot like I used to anymore. I like it 3 to 5 to 6 foot, 4 to 6 foot. I don't really like getting caught inside when it's like over 6 foot. It's like a lot of work for me. But I have a lot of fun. 4 to 6 foot, I have a lot of fun. I can take off anything. I have a blast. I mean, I've been surfing for 50 years. And that's where everything comes back to, is so I can get in the water and feel good. I stay loose. So I do the yoga, I do the handstands. And then I had to get back in shape because after I got sick, so I got the mountain bikes. I got two really nice high-end electric mountain bikes. I got 3,000 on one. I got 2,000 on the other. I mean, I'm not going to make a name for myself, but I got like 5,000 miles under my belt and I got no major injury.
Freedom.
Yeah.
Do what you want, you know?
So it literally wasn't until 49.
Yeah, but I was trying to stretch before that. But I mean, if, like I said, if you don't fix the underlying problem,
right,
that causes a stiffness. So yeah, I was going to Bikram yoga. I'm getting out of there. My clothes smells like ammonia. I was in ammonia cycle. I didn't even know what that meant. I'm like, I got to keep going back. I smell this ammonia. I didn't know that my liver was in ammonia cycle. I was checking my pH. It was all on the money. Yeah, because I was in ammonia cycle. My liver was producing ammonia coming out of my clothes. I'm doing Bikram. It wasn't pretty, you know. So, but anyways, I studied all this stuff, and I'm really happy. So the first thing, you got to start with water, obviously. And then what we do is we get the magnesium bicarbonate, and we bumped up the salicylic acid.
Is that what I'm drinking now?
Yeah. It's not. Once you get to this point, I mean, there's 7.6 billion people on this planet, okay? You guys can't figure out what to drink. I got a great idea. We'll take all the volatile acids in the water out. We'll bump the salicylic up. We'll bump the magnesium bicarbonate up. And then we'll charge the water with magnetricity and keep the minerals in a colloidal suspension. It ain't rocket science, folks.
One of the things that I get asked a lot is people drink tap water. Because I'm from, you know, from Omaha and in the Midwest, too. People drink tap water and like, I just drink water's water. And a lot of it is just ignorance. Because even for me, like, I didn't know a lot about water. Even being an athlete, I didn't know a lot about water.
obviously until I met Glenn, but that's what a lot of people still, you know, they drink water, faucet water.
I drank tap. I didn't know. I drank worse than tap. I was drinking Monsters, Red Bull, Lost, you know. Oh, this is my favorite flavor. It's like, come on, man. You can't drink that stuff. Are you insane? Hmm. Energy. You're 30 years old. You need energy for
right.
So you don't drink any of that stuff? No sodas, no nothing.
No, but we have a little fun. We have a carbonator, so we can carbonate pristine. Because how you make bicarbonates is you take pristine hydro water, and then you get a soda stream, and you carbonate the water, and then you put the bases in there, the calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium hydroxide, and then the salicylic acid, and this chemical reaction takes place and makes bicarbonate. So sometimes we've been drinking the water a lot, so there's different ways to make it. If you put more bases than acids, you'll end up completely flat. And if you put more acid than bases, you'll still have a tiny bit of sparkling water. So sometimes we have a mild sparkling water, and then other times we can take the sparkling water and maybe put some hibiscus in it, some fresh cold-pressed hibiscus flower, which is really good because inflammation, depression, cholesterol, blood pressure, very healthy. So you take some cold-pressed hibiscus and put it in the, you know, little sparkling water, maybe add a little tiny bit of honey to it, and you can make yourself a fun drink. I mean, life is not about being miserable and not going out to eat with your friends and causing a scene at Thanksgiving. Life is about being cool and fitting in and being healthy. Because if I start throwing the wrench in the American family and ripping it apart, telling them I'm vegan, I'm straight raw, blah, 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 I'm going to do a lot of damage. The last thing we have left in this big mess of ours is the family, and we need to keep it together, not pull it apart. So I eat a balanced diet. I tell people I eat a little of this poison, a little of that poison, a little of this poison, a little of that poison.
And what's poison for you when you say that?
I eat basically a paleo type diet, but I'm not afraid of any. I keep off fruit a little bit, but I'll eat some fruit. I'm not afraid of anything. But I mean, I keep the vegetables. The soil's shot. Come on, the soil is shot. I mean, it might look like food. The plants are not converting from inorganic. I could tell you a story about food that would just blow your mind.
Do tell.
Do you ever want to hear the story?
I do.
Oh, I love it. This is one of my favorite stories. No, I've never told this story on recording before. This is one of my favorite stories. Because the story is my favorite because you know the story. You already know what I'm going to tell you. I'm just going to bring it to your attention, okay?
Okay.
So watch this. Now, some of the words you're not going to understand, but you'll understand the picture because there's some chemistry and geology and things happening. But you already understand the picture. You might not have the vocabulary, but we're going to tell you the story of food.
Okay.
Okay? When things used to grow in the garden in pristine environment, there was nothing added and nothing lost. It was a perfect orchestration of God's creation. You had 35,000 bacteria in the soil, 5,000 funguses. You had the biogeochemical cycles, the hydrologic cycle, the carbon cycle, the nitrogen cycle, the oxygen cycle, the sulfur cycle, the phosphate cycle, the mineral cycle, the telluric current cycle, the silicic cycle, and the alumina cycle.
That was the part that he was talking about when he said you're not going to follow.
Then you had your plants doing the majority of photosynthesis, 6 parts carbon in, 6 parts oxygen out, 1 part sugar. So the larger trees and plants were donating polysaccharide sugars to the smaller plants for the complex process to convert an inorganic mineral into a usable form. And it would mix with the 35,000 bacteria, 5,000 funguses, sugars, polysaccharides, and carbon from the atmosphere, and it would encapsulate a metallic in a carbon. And that's called an organic plant-based mineral. And only a land plant, when the biogeochemical cycles and everything are intact, can convert an inorganic to a usable form. Then you have what's called the fungal hypha, which is the wood wide web. And that's a connection that connects this symbiotic relationship where carrots love tomatoes, peas love corn, spinach loved apple trees. And in this symbiotic relationship, the fungal hypha, a tree gets hit by lightning, snaps the top of it off. Fungal hypha says, hey, homeboy got hit with lightning over here. He's not going to be able to produce any polysaccharides. He's going to go down. We got a whole group of people, of brothers over here intertwined in his roots. If we lose him, we're going to lose this whole section over here. So we're going to donate polysaccharides to this stump and keep it alive because we need its root matrix. So in this symbiotic relationship, there was nothing added and nothing lost. A plant would bring up an inorganic metallic, convert it to a usable form. The plant would mulch itself, humic acid in the soil, decomposition, go back to inorganic. Plant would bring it back up again, turn into food, animal would eat it, take a dump, go inorganic, plant would bring it back up again. Animal eats it, animal dies, animal turns, the minerals go back, plant brings it back up again.
Wash, rinse, repeat.
Right. Every breath, every urination, every feces, every corpse, everything was recycled. And there was nothing added and nothing lost. It was a perfect orchestration of God's creation. Everything lives symbiotically. You had the wood wide web, the biogeochemical cycles, the fungal hypha, the biota, the plants and animals, specific region. You had your biosphere, the inhabitable portion of the atmosphere, the hydrosphere and the lithosphere, your ecosystem. And in this perfect orchestration, there was nothing added and nothing lost. Do you get that picture?
Yeah, sure.
As a result,
I actually followed that, shockingly.
Right. As a result, the burning fossil fuel, each year our global atmospheres on the receiving end of 20 billion tons of carbon dioxide, 130 million tons of sulfur dioxide, 97 million tons of hydrocarbons, 53 million tons of nitrogen oxides, and 3 million tons of arsenic, cadmium, lead, mercury, nickel, zinc, and other toxic heavy metals, and a plethora of synthetic organic chemicals and compounds. That's a quote from Fairwell Media 2008, which didn't include the 20 million tons of methane excreted from cattle rearing. Now you're going to go in with your tractors, and you're going to rip out the fungal hypha. You're going to rip out the root matrix. You're going to annihilate the ecosystem. You're going to remove all the biota. There's no symbiotic relation. You're going to do chemical-intensive farming. You're going to kill all the acid rains. Going to kill the alkaline microbes, mutate the acidic ones. You're going to pull everything out. You're going to do monocrop for 100 years, and then you're going to flush everything down the toilet. We could have a small problem. Wait a second. You threw all that stuff in and you flushed it down the toilet? I thought you said nothing added, nothing lost. We could have a small problem.
Oh my God.
Why don't you learn this shit in school? We didn't go over any of this in school. None of it.
None of it. None of it. That's so, food. That's a story of food. I got the story of water, too. I got the story of everything.
So at 49, you basically started over.
Yeah, I hit the wall. I mean, I was dying. I had the brains figure out I was dying. I had the brains figure out that we were basically poisoning ourselves.
When you went to, I'm assuming you went to a doctor at some point.
Oh, yeah, he told me.
So what did they tell you?
He told me I had degenerative disc disease, my lower back and my neck, arthritis in my lower back, my neck, pinched nerve in my neck and my back. He was never going to get better. Here's some pain pills. That's which was a misdiagnosis because they forgot to tell me that I had I had advanced glycation end product related inflammatory fibrosis, systemic sclerosis, scleroderma, polymyalgia rheumatica, fibrotic tissues, fibrotic tissues and adhesions, and calcification lower extremities and rhabdomyolysis, which I had to figure out that I had. I didn't even know those words were, but I figured out that I had it, and I figured out how to get rid of it.
And so they had told you it's just something you got to live with, and here's pain meds, basically, was their take on it.
This is what I'm telling you, is like, right, way, but over everybody's head.
So did you ever go back to them and do like, ta-da?
Why would I go back to a guy that can't bend and tell him, hey, dude, right. I can bend.
Right.
You know what? They look at you, they go, why would you want to bend like that?
Like, right.
Because I like getting out of bed without pain here, Einstein.
Yeah, I like to surf too.
Yeah.
Dickhead.
I wish the people could see what I saw earlier today. Like, so you said there's some videos on your Instagram.
Yeah. It's doing all like coming. What I just We're going to do videos, and there's a bunch of stuff coming. Right now, I'm like, I have a 180 IQ and almost a photographic memory. So I'm right now, I've only been like, when I got the minerals and straightened everything out, I've only been like this for like maybe 9-10 years. I wasn't this aware. So right now I'm just like being happy. You know what I mean? Well, right. If you were 9 years old and you just got yourself out of this concrete prison that you were filled with pain and they told you game ends, and all of a sudden you get out and you get the second chance of a lifetime, and I can ride my mountain bikes, and I go surfing, I can skateboard. I mean, I got a simple life, dude. I don't need a bunch of exotic crap to make me feel like I'm somebody. I'm like, I got a nice little condo at the beach. I got a couple bikes. I got a few really kick surfboards. I got some skateboards. I got some fun gymnastic tools. I got some mats and stuff. I got a great workout place. Now I do some break dancing too. I mean, I like to move.
Jake, you've known Glenn for about 8 or 9 months now.
Yeah, probably. This last year, I'd say.
I know you're flexible just by nature, by what you do also from training and stuff, but like, has your flexibility improved? Like, are you trying to get to his level?
What you learn too is how much or how important stretching is for recovery. Cause it's kind of like anything. Like I know plenty of guys who train, wrestle, compete in a lot of physical sports, and they don't stretch, and it starts to hinder their performance. And you can see it, but I feel like, yeah, I mean, ever since I started just taking stretching more seriously, you know what I mean? And then you start to have less pain, you know, back's a little less tight, and it does. It definitely helps recovery. So it's like I've noticed a difference.
And do you notice a difference now that you've been drinking this water?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's funny because a lot we talk a lot about that, and a lot of it is just ignorance. You know, there's a lot of stuff you don't know what you don't know. You know what I mean? And even there's a lot of arsenic and aluminum talking about that. So as soon as I started drinking the right water, and you feel more energy, and I definitely felt more energized, especially like training wise, and I'd sweat more. Like it's weird. Like I started, my body started working how it should. I would sweat easily, and just like there'd be a lot less complications. You know what I mean? Because I started reading a lot more about endocrine disruptors and how, you know, from deodorant, shampoo, everything, lotion, anything you use has aluminum and stuff that can
right. impede. So do you cut those things out? Like,
oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but let's write just one thing. Okay, what's this? Plastic bottle of water, polycarbonate. Did you know?
Hey, dude, don't let that bottle get hot in your car. It's going to put chemicals in it, dude. It's like, hey, Einstein, check it out. That bottle's been in the back of trucks and warehouses for about a year before you got it, bro. You're shit out of luck here, Einstein. It wasn't air conditioned till you got it.
Yeah.
Now listen to this. Plastic bottled water. They found over 24,500 chemicals in plastic bottled water. 1/10 of an ounce knocks out 60% of your estrogen activity and 90% of your testosterone activity. 1/10 of an ounce. 24, you Google it, 24,500 chemicals in bottled water. It's acid rain anyway.
Right.
Oh yeah, this is, it's like, no, there's, You're drinking plastic. You know what I mean? It's killing the ocean. There's bottle. Pristine Hydro, we got a thing that says, you know, make water, not. We sell water machines. That's what we do. I invented the next generation of water machines. And we sell a travel unit. We sell it on the counter. And we sell an under the counter unit. And our machines all produce water that has silicic acid. I took this stuff to the laboratory, okay? I'm not just some lunatic running my mouth. I took it to the lab. Third-party analysis. No hexavalent chromium. No lead. No perchlorate. No volatile acid. Silicic acid. The water's popping, dude. I figured out the next generation of water machines. It's working great.
So, Glenn, for years, as a running joke, anyone that's been out to eat with me knows that I always say this. When they come over and they're like, did you want some water? Or did you want bottled water? Whatever. I always say, no, I don't touch that shit. My body is my temple. It turns out I was actually ahead of my time, wasn't I?
Yeah. I was drinking. I didn't know what you don't, like Jake said, you don't know what you don't know. I did not know any of this stuff. I was a regular guy that was, you know, trying to take vitamins and be healthy and protein powders and, you know, pop a couple Red Bulls here and there. Yeah. I was doing a gallon of distilled a day. I thought I was the coolest thing since Pop-Tarts.
Right.
Then I find out Pop-Tarts aren't cool.
You know what's funny? Well, it's not funny, I should say, but I know a lot of guys who used to drink a lot of distilled water, like when they cut weight.
Sure.
And it would fuck them up so bad. Like, they'd be flushing the electrolytes out.
No kidding.
I mean, they'd be, like, cramping like hell. Like, just, and I've never drank distilled water, so I don't really know what that feels like. But, yeah, I've seen some guys get real fucked up cutting away with distilled water.
And we also have a weight cut formula. My game is next level. We have a weight cut formula that Jake was on, that TJ's on, Archuleta was on.
Yeah.
Really, all of our products that we use are all natural. I don't use no protein powders, no pills, no vitamins. We have kilos. I got 100 kilos of pure royal jelly, fresh frozen. When Jake got his numbers done, and you have seen numbers, the blood test, first time they said, no, you're way off the chart because he was just working out. He had to go back again and get it. All his numbers were up 30%. Not just one spike in testosterone, even though your testosterone dropped, all his numbers were up 30%. That my strength that I have and my flexibility, I mean, I'm for 65, I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, make American Ninja Warrior or some crap. I'm just trying to stay healthy.
But for 25 years old, you're in crazy shape. I mean, what you just were doing over at your place was nuts.
I'm next level. My rap is next level. I am next level. So look, we got this, all our products are all natural. So basically, the first thing, obviously, water. So if you're into sports, you want to do that, you got a name, get a hold of Jake.
John.
John, yeah. Jake and okay. John.
Yeah.
Get a hold of these guys, and we'll get you hooked up or discount on the machine. We'll,
yeah.
I'm just trying to make the world a better place.
How big is the machine?
They're small. We have a travel unit. Yeah, not real big. A briefcase. Yeah.
And you pour regular water?
You could hook it up to the tap.
Okay.
And the pressure runs it through a 10-stage. Oh, right.
You mentioned this to me a month ago or so. Yeah. Right.
10-stage filtration process. You go up to your place in Vegas.
Right.
But it's like...
We're sponsoring people. I mean, TJ, Archuleta, that's all Cub. Water they'll drink.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got it at the training lab. They got it. Sam Calvita's house. He drinks my water.
Yep.
All the guys are on my... Kelly Slater, Chloe Andino, John Flores. They all travel the world with my water machines. Everyone comes in, they go, this guy's a freak, man.
That was my first thought.
They go, and then I couldn't believe talk, I saw like, right. Slater. I mean, I'm still, you know... not real confident about myself in a lot of things. And, you know, when you see TJ looks at you and I climb the pegboard and I throw my pike press through on the canes, you know, and I'm working on my one arm up there and TJ goes, when I get old, Glenn, I want to be like you.
Yeah, for sure.
That's fucking
awesome.
And
Slater said the same thing. I mean, that's a big thing for a guy like me. I mean, I'm a recovering, pretty much no good, worthless kind. For somebody to say something nice that's like awesome. That to me is like, it really blew my mind, and it also motivated me. I mean, I do some pretty ballistic, straight up hardcore body work that a lot of people are going to be really, really proud of what I did. So, anyways, it's painful as hell. I call it the GC method, but it's good. You get results like this. How can you stop?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? We were actually talking about that a couple days ago. Because people don't want to go through the pain. You know what I mean? Like, because, you know,
sure.
we're human, so we're trained to, that hurts, don't stop. You know, it's like, no, get it out of you. So it's funny, even when we do some of those stretches and some body work, like, yeah, it's painful. But then when you get up, you feel like a new person. You're like, whoa. Like, it's you know, then, like, the pain goes away.
And how long does he work on you for? Like, it?
Oh, we'll do, yeah, 45 minutes, hour, yeah.
That's hell.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Actually... Once you start to understand it, it's like when you get the results, you realize, see, it's not inflicting pain. When I push on you or I do something, you feel the pain. The second I take my foot off or my elbow or one of my machines, the pain goes away. Because we're not inflicting pain, we're removing it.
Mm-hmm.
That pain is already in there. If I was hurting you and I pull off,
it would stay.
Hurt for 30 minutes, right. An hour, a day.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The second we stop, but the second we stop, you feel like
relief.
This is nice. I'm feeling right. A little clearer than I felt before. And I've been doing it for like 15, 16 years now. And I mean, I can't stop doing it. Like, it is one beautiful journey. I mean, I was an old calcified. I couldn't play with my dog anymore. I saw my whole world in. I'm sitting in my chair looking out my window at the ocean going, it's over. Wow. It can't be over. I'm 49. It can't. This cannot. Whatever it takes. And by the grace of God, I'm killing it, dude. I'm killing it.
So you basically went from like probably late teens in your 20s, you were an athlete. And you
No, I was a drug addict. Oh, then so at then 34, you were I got clean and sober. And then I said to myself, look, you just missed your whole childhood, Einstein. Do you want to get into the workforce and you want to make money? Or do you want to surf? I said, I want to serve.
You were like a real-life Jeff Spicoli
from
Fast Times at Ridgemont exactly. High.
So I had my recovery homes and I had people run them. So I would surf a couple hundred times a year. Then I got good at snowboarding. Me and Matt Archibald went up to snowboarding and I caught on really quick. And then I got sponsored by a bunch of companies. I was a 3-time national champion snowboarder. So I was snowboarding 70 times a year, competed at the nationals like 8 times, surfing 200 times a year, skin diving on the days it was flat, rock climbing on the days it rained, bodybuilding, yoga, skateboarding, inline skating, trying to keep together, and it just turned me into a rock. I calcified myself. But it actually turned out good. Because I was still young enough at 49 to take this brutal hit and stomp it all out. I don't know. Just the way it worked out at 49, I was still strong enough to stomp it out. It took me 16 years. I stomped it out 16 years.
And you've had that one guy that works with you that basically saw this whole transformation, right?
Yeah. My wife's seen the whole thing, too. I mean, It's a beautiful story.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful story. For this kid, you know, I got thrown into a dysfunctional family, like most of us, and things happen, and then you have that choice, you know, you're either going to straighten up or die. And then most of us straightened up, and then we had to put our lives together later than everyone else. So I put my life back together, and I studied, and I put my life back together, and then I had one... clip again. Oh no, it's over. And I studied, you know, I had, you know, six monitors on one computer and two on another, two TVs. I'm a successful day trader. I'm good at everything I do.
Do you still do that?
Oh, no. I'm into being, that's too much. You run, go from excited self-satisfaction to dejected self-incrimination in about every 5 seconds.
It is, right?
It's too much.
Highs and lows.
I want to be happy. I mean, I made a lot of money. I made a lot of money in the market. I got a couple little bets on the side, but just playing around. I already won and stepped out of there. I don't day trade. I got a couple long-time investments, and I'm made a lot of money with. I mean, they paid for both of my bikes. I'm good. Yeah. Everything.
That's where I'm going to end it. That's too awesome. Good. I got to go, man. I don't want to go, but I got to go to the airport. I got a 6 o'clock flight.
Anyway, so fun. Pristine Hydro, livepristine.com. We're working on the websites. We're just definitely things, all the products, new manufacturers, good things happening. Love to help people, want to make the world a better place. You start with water and electrolyte balance and pull the aluminum out, balance your pH. Then we get the bad acids out. We treat the magnesium deficiency, pull the aluminum out. We get all the minerals and fats right. And then we ground into the earth. And it's really simple. Once you get to this point.
Yeah. It sounds so simple when it comes out of your mouth.
Yeah. Well, once you get it, I mean, it was impossible. So anyways, right. The RO is no good. Distilled is no good. The water ionizer is no good. So I invented the next generation, allows passage of beneficial things and pulls out the volatiles, and the water's been sent to the lab. So Pristine Hydro, Live Pristine. Very thankful for all the wonderful athletes who come by our shop. I mean, we got a lot of people come up. But there's a line of people. Everybody's like, I don't know what that guy said, but damn, I'm feeling a lot better.
Yeah.
Everybody's feeling a lot better, and business is like rolling, and the videos and all that stuff are coming. I guess these guys are maybe working on a Netflix thing for the Calkin Cycle. A bunch of stuff.
Awesome.
It's awesome.
I'm just taking everything at cruise and being happy, you know. So glad to be here.
Yeah. And real quick, before we go, I'm gonna name a few foods. I just want to know when the last time you ate them was. Okay.
Yeah.
Pizza.
Oh, love pizza.
You'll do pizza.
Of course I do.
Ice cream.
Well, yeah, but whoa, what's back up?
Uh-oh, you're not eating the pizza on me.
What kind of pizza?
I ain't eating Domino's, bro.
I don't do Domino's.
Nice Italian restaurant and get some top end, you know, very thin crust.
Right, so you'll do that.
Oh, yeah, I'm a normal guy.
Okay.
And I eat a little bit of, you know, nice, you know, ice cream. We try to get it at Mother's, you know, or Whole Foods. Or some nice quality ice cream. I mean,
there you go.
Keep going.
Okay. Doritos.
Oh, no. Retard bait.
No way.
That's stupid.
Oreo cookies.
No, it's retard bait.
Like a Three Musketeers bar.
No.
Not happening.
No, but see, look. We have bars that are chocolate, real cacao made with honey, with these plant-based minerals, Shilajit. We have bars that are, they taste better.
They make bars,
than
too.
What you're accustomed to. But they gave us all this crap. We make real stuff. We have chocolate. It's just phenomenal.
It's real.
It's homemade stuff. I mean, we have people that, small batch companies that come to us, and they bring us, you know, the hibiscus. We got some turmeric shots. We have kilos of royal jelly. We got pounds of pollen. We got things of honey. We have, you know, 100 kilos of Shilajit, the plant minerals. I got all the stuff. So it's the most important thing is not, obviously you need to eat the best quality stuff, grass fed, free range, top end, but we go paleo diet. But I mean, if I go someplace, you're not going to know that I'm different, because that's not cool. You need to fit in and be healthy.
Uh-huh.
Because You go to the family, oh, I'm not eating that turkey. That's just going to putrefy in your stomach. And I say, hey.
You're not one of those people that, like the vegans, that can't wait to tell you that they're vegan within the first 12 seconds.
Listen to this. If I could survive 16 years of heroin, I got news for you, bro. I can eat a pizza.
I love it. All right, man. Oh, this was great. We got to do this again when we do a special four-hour show with this guy. This guy's going to have to be a regular.
Definitely.
Incredible.
Thank Jake, you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Jake, you're stepping in the cage next Saturday.
Next weekend.
I will be there, brother. Can't wait.
I can't wait either.
Ellenberger round one. See you guys.